This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violent unrest. He also ordered the release of opposition leader Khalida Zia from house arrest. The streets of Dhaka appeared calmer Tuesday, with no reports of new violence as jubilant protesters thronged the ousted leader's residence. As the country waited for a new government to emerge, a key student leader said protesters wanted Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus to lead an interim government. Palestinians were killed in the West Bank as world leaders tried to avoid regional war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
At least five Palestinians have been killed and around seven wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says four people, including two 19-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were killed in an overnight raid in the village of Aqaba in the northern West Bank, adding an 18-year-old was killed in a separate raid in Jenin, a frequent flashpoint where the Islamic Jihad militant group reported heavy fighting with the army. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war after the killings of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kharkiv authorities say a Russian missile attack on the city of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine damaged a medical clinic and injured at least five people on Tuesday. Kharkiv's mayor said the Russian forces used Alexander ballistic missiles in the morning attack, adding that it damaged dozens of cars and residential buildings and some administrative buildings. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.